You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
Outdoor Adventure summits the airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long. I'll be with you for the next 40 minutes or so. Sitting back down in the Gear 30 Lounge. So they had a boutique here, the Gear 30 Lounge, and the boutique is no longer. So we're in the lounge, lounging by the fake Fire
Official
TV.
Lounge.
And yeah. This is the best co-host in all the land, Todd to the Top.
By you just side. Couldn't find any better. You looked for the new year, and you're like, all right, we'll just keep Todd.
Should I settle for less?
You can't. You can't do
you
any
can't,
better.
You can't. This week's Weekly Happy is
I'm
missing.
I'm grandfathered in. That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, we're missing our Weekly Happy. So if you've seen it, let us know, because I cannot find this week's Weekly Happy.
I felt a little glimpse of it. Earlier this morning, but
I was it was a good morning. We'll talk about that in a minute. We do have the snow report from Ski Utah. Hint, zeros across the board, but maybe not after this weekend. Thank you. We'll check out what the powder buoy says. On the docket, there is a few more new events coming up that we'll tell you about that are now on the docket and in the news. Includes a rare winter fire, $7 million on new ski equipment for someone special. Severe winds in the Alps, an avalanche death, and Polish climbers. That's the news. Worth watching, skiing in the Wild West, and we'll tell you there's an outdoor company up for auction. Who is it? Quote of the week, Outdoor Jukebox. And a trip report from Green Pond? Yeah, from Green Pond.
Pond
not
Green.
Like, we're not there doing it, but we just went there.
We just got back.
Yeah, we'll tell you what's going on with the snowshoeing Green Pond. All this and more on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, episode 293. What do we go with? Like, let's bring it, 2018.
What you got, 2018.
What you got, 2018.
So I'm not sure how we're going to spell that yet, but we got things.
Okay.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat. Flashes routes faster than UPS. Is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the Top.
Todd to the Top of Green Pond today, maybe?
I felt, yeah. We didn't get... We didn't get like really.
No, we didn't get very far. So we'll just do the trip report now. Green Pond snowshoe this morning, packed down quite a bit. There's definitely a lot of bike tracks you can see. So the fat bikes are up there doing the Green Pond. Green Pond is frozen,
but it was enough snow, even packed snow to safely ride your bikes. Like it wasn't messing up the trails or anything.
Yep,
so.
For sure.
That's good to see.
You probably don't need snowshoes. You can just run with.
We just wanted to get the dust off of the snowshoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It still feels good to squeak, They were squeaky. That snow was squeaky snow this morning. Yeah.
Maybe they might need a little performance enhancement juice.
I'm thinking a little WD-40, but or that.
Yeah. It was beautiful, though. Sunrise hitting the mountains. If you can get up there at about 8 o'clock, you can watch the sunrise hit. It bounces off Snow Basin, and it's Mount Ogden there. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
It's quiet. We didn't see anybody else on the trail.
No, and oddly enough, we didn't see any animals this time out.
How was that odd? We never see animals.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They hide.
That's
we saw remnants of animals.
We saw poop.
We saw a massive amount.
And what's really weird is we saw the Death Star.
Yes, we did. Somebody was nice enough to place Christmas ornaments in one of the trees, and one of the round balls was crushed just so.
Just like the Death Star. Yeah. So we took some pictures. Get out, enjoy the trails. You do gotta go up high to get some snow and snowshoeing in. Hopefully it snows this weekend. So let's check ski report, snow report from Ski Utah. Again, it is zeros across the board. This is directly from skiutah.com, the official Utah snow report. Alta sitting at a 38-inch base, Beaver at 31, Brian Head at 18, Brighton's at 37. Cherry Peak is now open. I don't know when they opened, but they got a base of 18 inches. Deer Valley, 29. Eagle Point, zeros across the board. And opening day is to be decided. How crappy is that? It's January 4th, and you're not even open as a ski resort. Nordic Valley, 18 inches. They are open. Park City, 33. Powder Mountain, 36. And Snow Basin, 32. So
everybody's about, you know, in a similar pocket. Nobody is like leaps and bounds above the rest right now.
Yeah, the Cottonwoods aren't crushing us like sometimes they do. And, you know, last year everybody had all the snow in the world, but, you know, you can easily see 100-inch bases some years, and these are not even close. So what does the powder buoy show? Well, the powder buoy shows that, oh, I think I deleted it. Shoot.
How's powder buoy been doing from the last time you mentioned it?
Yeah, doing all right. The update, though, is we might see some snow. So it's predicted maybe late tomorrow into Saturday, and it's predicted rain here in the valley. Like, what'd you see? 44 degrees. Yeah. God, that's hot. That's hot.
It's just odd.
So basically, if you want snow, go to the Florida Panhandle, because apparently they're going to get nailed.
I heard that Amarillo got some snow.
Amarillo did, huh?
Texas, yeah.
You know, screw Utah. Let's ski Amarillo.
Hey, at least we're not a part of that sub-zero. What do they call it? A snow bomb?
Snow bomb. Snow bomb. So there's it's starting to stack up a little bit more for us. Let's just hope that even though it's warm in the valley, it pukes in the mountains these next coming storms, because
I have faith.
We need it. Yep. Yeah, definitely need it. Yeah, I did lose this week's Utah Happy, so if you know where it's at, I don't know, just be happy.
Let's not read into that too much for the first show of the year.
On the docket. All right, let's do this. On the docket tonight is the weekly OPR run. That is right. If you put on your 2018 resolution that you want to lose weight and drink more beer, this run may be for you. So come
out. What other group can offer that?
Yeah. You can run with the Ogden Pub Runners, and they're meeting at Bout Time Bar and Grill tonight at 6 p.m.
About time.
Run, drink beer. You can meet all of your goals tonight if you want to at the weekly OPR. It's not a closed group. It's open to anyone. You just show up at 6 o'clock at wherever they're meeting. Bout Time Bar and Grill happens to be the place tonight.
Plus, if it's on your list to meet new people,
yes,
maybe be more meet social. That special person.
Oh,
you never know.
Are you going tonight?
You could literally check a lot of things.
A lot of boxes. Yeah. First Friday Art Stroll is tomorrow, and it's January, so it's typically the coldest, but
cold and quietest
of the year. But it is last year, the year before, we didn't promote it at all as a arts Ogden Arts didn't. And we got feedback that was like, hey, the galleries are open and we're still doing stuff, so go see it. Well, with how mild this year has been, it could be a hopping January First Friday Art Stroll tomorrow. So
just bundle up. It'll probably be a little cold. But I did notice that Ogden City Arts has thoroughly updated their list of what's happening that night.
And the Standard Examiner put an article out as well.
Nice.
So there's lots of information. So you can go to OgdenCity.com, and then it's like you got to search the arts department. And that's the website for First Friday Arts Stroll to know where to go during the First Friday Arts Stroll. Know before you go, Second Tracks in Mill Creek tomorrow. So if you missed the one at Gear 30, we got a lot of feedback from people. It was packed. Packed house. We had over 100 people here.
Nice.
What I really liked about it was we had representatives from both Snow Basin and Powder Mountain talk about their boundary rules and regs, which are different at both those resorts. So the signs may say the same thing, but...
Did they bring signs?
They brought signs.
I saw them holding
signs. Which was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Powder Mountain, if you go outside the boundary on Powder Mountain, you actually enter private property. And
they can shoot you. I mean, not that they're going to.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. But what they can do is call the sheriff. So if you say you are out of bounds and you just twist an ankle or something, you need some help out. Ski patrol comes. They will help you. They will assist you get off the mountain. Then they will call the sheriff, and you may spend a night or two in jail because you are literally not supposed to go out of the bounds in certain areas around Powder Mountain. It's private property. You can't do it.
So FYI.
FYI. Snow Basin, you can. And you need to know when you can, when you can't, and what are the repercussions. They did show a video of a still shot of a line of a visiting skier from out of state. He took a line, mountain lion with a ski.
That's an amazing picture.
like a ski line he was taking. And he was bouncing sort of inbounds and out of bounds and inbounds and out of bounds. And he went out of bounds and triggered an avalanche that buried him, and he did not survive. So it is
FYI,
when it says don't go out of bounds, don't go out of bounds.
No, before you go.
This one is in Salt Lake. So if you missed it and want to catch up, also on the 6th is the second annual Turn and Burn Banked Slalom at Powder Mountain from 9 to 6 p.m. And on the 7th, that's this Sunday, it's going to be every Sunday through April. It's a Park City stand-up paddleboard. It's stand-up paddleboard yoga. So you're like, ooh, I hate the snow, or maybe you love the snow, but you just really would love to paddleboard.
Yeah.
They have an indoor pool somewhere in Park City where Park City SUP is. And Sundays through April at 10 a.m., you can go do some SUP yoga.
I think every home, well, any public space, I think they just have pools. They just give away pools with every residence out there. So
I want a pool in my backyard.
That'd be nice.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Heated.
Heated pool so I could do SUP yoga in the winter.
Oh.
Now we're talking. Dawn patrols are kicking up next week on the 10th. So 7. So what's that? Monday? Is that a Wednesday? I think it's a Wednesday. Dawn Patrol with the Weber State Outdoor Program. For more information, go to Weber University. What's your website up there?
Weber.edu.
Weber.edu/outdoor. And you will find all the adventures through the Weber State Outdoor Program. Dawn Patrol starts on Wednesday. And it's early. You got to meet at like 4:30 or so, 4 or 4:30. But that's the price you pay to see the sunrise, man.
You do what you got to do.
And we should have fresh snow by then. Next weekend... Well, it's next Wednesday through Saturday or Sunday. It's the FIS Visa Freestyle International at Deer Valley. So if you want to see professional athletes before they head off to South Korea for the Olympics, the Freestyle International is at Deer Valley next weekend. The 13th through the 15th is an Area 1 course through Weber State Outdoor Program. Again, weber.edu/outdoor. Find all their adventures. Dining Discovery up at Snow Basin, I should say. They're going to do this every, oh crap, I don't know if it's a Wednesday or Sunday or Saturday, I can't remember, but it's Joys of Beer Wings. So whatever the 16th what's the 16th?
I'll tell you.
Okay, I'm pulling up the calendar now. Joys of Beer Wings. So you can go and...
Tuesday, 16th is Tuesday.
So I think every Tuesday they'll be doing this. You can pair your beer and wings there at the Cinnabar, and they'll be helping you do that up at Snow Basin. We all love beer, and some of us love wings. I love wings.
Wings are very popular, yeah.
You're a veggie, so...
I am, yeah. I haven't entered that territory. But you know who? I think Lucky Slice has... I think they use cauliflower, right?
Which really?
Which might, I don't know, sound a little strange to you, but it's the same type of sauces, and it's... More time than not, it's the texture, really, as much as anything, and the sauce that really makes it. But I tried them for the first time not too long ago, and dang, they were good.
So they're not tofu wings.
No, it's cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower is the new.
Tofu.
Tofu, yeah. I think that's it.
I don't remember this movie, but so in 1993, the ski movie came out called Aspen Extreme.
What are you talking about? I love that movie.
Do you really?
You have not seen this movie?
I don't think I have. I really, or if I have, I don't remember.
I have multiple VHS copies of it. You can.
Do you really?
You can borrow it if you want to. In fact, I've seen it this year. I've seen it within the last 6 months.
Funny.
At least. It's really good. They call it Top Gun on the slopes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they're going for too. But it's not super cheesy. It's actually pretty good. It's co-starring Peter Berg, who has gone on to be this famous director, and it's kind of good.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, it's a guilty pleasure.
They're in like fluorescent pink and green onesies and stuff.
Oh yeah, there's
and,
a,
yeah so
little,
the
there's a little bit of that.
They're
too.
From New York or New Jersey, and they go. They're like business people or something, but then they go
ski
to Colorado
bums,
to
and then
be
they become ski instructors.
Instructors, okay. Yeah.
It's brilliant. It really is brilliant.
It's playing at Brewby's.
When
on
is it playing?
The 17th, January 17th, 7 p.m. Aspen
I'm
Extreme
tempted.
At Brewby's.
We should maybe make the trip down. We'll
make a date.
Yeah.
A dude
I'll bet,
date. Yeah.
I'll bet April go down too. I think she likes that. That's awesome. That is a
if
great
anybody
movie.
Wants to go out there, hit us
we
up.
Can make
like,
a little thing
that'd be
of it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's a great pick. We need to be showing those up here. I'm even happy they're doing it down there, but that would be brilliant for
I think
here.
It's like they should show it at Peary's.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. That'd be a great choice. Oh, that was my day. That's my weekly happy right there.
That's your weekly happy. We found
it's
it.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
January 19th through the 21st is another Airy One course. This one brought to you by Bearhouse Mountain Guiding, and it'll be in the Cottonwoods. So if you missed the one with Weber State or you prefer to train in the Cottonwoods, the 19th through 21st, the Airy One course will be through Bearhouse Mountain Guiding at the Cottonwoods. The 20th, which is on a Saturday, Weber Pathways Winter Trails Day. That I will be there. We'll Gear 30 will have a booth up there. We'll be demoing snowshoes. They will have snowshoes, cross-country skis, and they typically have skate skis up there. So if you want to try giving skate skiing a try, this is all at the North Fork Park on the 20th of this month. And it's typically a great day to try a gear and just get out. And
when we're
snow.
Done with events, I got our weekly happy. I pulled up the Aspen Extreme trailer.
Sick.
We'll play that.
All right. Yeah. After that, there's an intro to ice climbing, which we just got hit up. The Gear 30 Instagram got hit up. There's a local gal here who wants to try ice climbing, so we're trying to make that happen.
Nice.
There's an intro to ice climbing, which is a legit class taught by an actual instructor through Bearhouse Mountain Guiding, who can teach you all the ways to do it on January 21st, which would be awesome to go to. On the 26th of this month is the second annual And She's Dope Too, or ASDT Lady Wild Film Festival. There's 8 films this year, including the one that they got funded. They did it. So they raised enough money last year to start funding, and then they did a Kickstarter to get like post-production done. And so they'll be debuting their, I guess it's their own film that they did. I can't remember. I don't really know how to say it. It's like Moscow or something like that. I can't remember. It's at 6:30, January 26th. I can't remember where it's at, but there's a, like they did it at Ogden last year, right? Did they do it at Ogden High last year?
I was gonna
the auditorium?
Yeah. It holds a lot of people.
Yeah, it does hold. There was like 1,000 people there last year. So it's their second annual this year. The OWA Intro to Backcountry Skiing in the Cottonwoods. That is Outdoor Women's Alliance. Ogden's Women's Alliance could be interesting too. 6th annual Indy Ogden Awards are coming up. On the 27th.
Dang.
6th annual.
She was just a little baby.
Yeah, Mickey is what.
Well, she had her.
Yeah. She wanted us to call her Mickey, but I don't know. I don't really hear that anymore. Michaela. But I remember, like, she's like, just call me. My name's Mickey. She said, Mickey. No one knows how to say my name. Or she's like, just call me Mickey. I'm like, okay. And then when I would hear other people say her name wrong, I'm like, well, God, no wonder she tells people that. But I don't ever hear that anymore. It's Michaela. She does great.
What if we just call her Little M?
Little M. That's her street name. Yeah. With Indy Ogden. We had her on the podcast, the radio show back in 100 years ago when we started. And grew Indy Ogden into...
Sixth, huh? Wow.
Something awesome. And this is the 6th annual. So that's on January 27th. Adventuring in the Alps, that will be here at Gear 30 on the 30th. If you want to go hut-to-hut backpacking in the Alps or even like mountain biking or cycling, road biking through the Alps or whatever, there will be Brittany Haas. She used to guide in Colorado. She's lived in Germany for the last 5 years, and she's going to have a show, like a slideshow, and will show you how to do everything you need to know to go adventure in the Alps. That's right here at Gear 30 on the 30th. So whatever questions you have or you want to be inspired to go visit the Alps, come join. It's free. Just come hang out with us that night on January 30th. And then the Yeti Beard and Mustache Competition at Union Station, February 2nd, followed by the Sweaty Yeti Fat Bike Race up at Wolf Creek Resort on the 3rd. Also on the 3rd is the She Shreds Co. Jamboree number 1 at Powder Mountain. That's a ladies-only ski and snowboard competition.
I wonder if the Yeti is participating in the Beard and Mustache.
Should. Should braid it. Should go full
There's
naughty dreads
category.
On the beard.
There's got to be a category for Yeti.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, what do you got? You got a weekly happy?
Yes, we're going to play that in a second. Okay, so I have two events. One, of course, is another reminder, Sundance is coming up. So I will be out in Park City from the 20th through the 27th. So that's coming up very soon. So that's pretty cool. And then, do you know about this winter market? Did you talk about the winter market?
Yes.
I'm glad you remembered. This is, they're trying something new down at the Union Station. So give them some love. See how it turns out. Think of it sort of as indoor farmer's market sort of thing. It's going to be Saturdays, January 20th through February 24th. So how many Saturdays? Is that five Saturdays? Something like that. But that'll be indoors in that main sort of, what's that main room called?
Yeah. I have really high hopes for this. Like, I want it to crush it. I think Ogden could use something like this where the farmer's market's super successful. So to be able to do it in the wintertime where we can go down and...
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
And participate will be awesome. And, you know, the Union Station building, is that right? Was recently turned the management back over to Ogden City. And this is part of that ongoing trying to make it a useful building again, which I freaking love that building. It's so, we did the climbing festival there last year with Alex Honnold, Cedar Wright, and filled that whole place where they're going to do the winter market, filled it with people, and just thought, how cool is this building, man, to be used for stuff like this?
Oh, I think it's great. That'll run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. probably pretty similar hours to the
regular
farmer's market. The winter market will utilize the main floor of the Union Station and will feature local vendors with a focus on preserves and canned items. Jams. You get your jam on. Which is, who doesn't like jams? Right?
I love jam.
As well as local food vendors, artisan vendors. Artisanal everything. I hope that there'll be some artisanal cheese.
So when there's a group of people who get together and they all can, is that what they say? Like, did you jam this weekend, or
it's more like you can, or something.
Do you even can, or
you don't even know? In addition to the vendors, there's going to be live music, free community yoga session, and community activities for the whole family. So
I want a hashtag do you can shirt. Yes. And I want to make all the salsa. Someone needs I'm just putting this out there. If you know how to make killer salsa, I want you in my life. Yeah. I want to learn how to make salsa.
Every now and again, there'll be salsa at the farmer's market. So I want to see that at the winter market, too. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Like chili. Ooh, can you can chili? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
just want maybe can you can anything, really?
Yeah. I want some hot chili at the event itself.
Some canned bananas?
Yeah. All right. So here's the setup. I haven't previewed this yet, so I don't know
all the swear words.
Like or look like.
Well, that's okay. How long is it?
It's a minute and... 2 minutes, 18 seconds, so not too bad.
Alpen Extreme. This is the trailer.
Aspen. Don't you dare mess that up.
In one square mile of snow, the beautiful, the rich, the famous, and the powerful.
Oh my God, this is brilliant.
It's where the best skiers in the world challenge their skills. And it's the closest two friends from Detroit.
They're in a van.
Van life.
To paradise.
Hashtag van life started in 93.
There's Peter Berg.
It'd be like the Beverly Hillbillies in that place.
This movie is so good. Look at that deep pal.
You're a movie star than ski magazines, and you want to move here.
She's staring at you like you're on the menu, Pete.
Get out.
Oh, that hat.
They pay you to be ski instructors, right?
Okay, guys.
He's pretty dreamy.
You're the best skiers on this mountain.
Sorry, about 100 guys. Maybe two make it till spring.
And she's the local DJ. Of course he falls for it. Oh, spoiler alert.
TJ's one of the new guys.
Uh-oh.
I can tell.
You gotta be able to ski anywhere, anytime, many conditions.
You just skied a waterfall.
My name's TJ. I'll be your ski instructor.
His name is TJ.
I hired you for the day.
Part of the job is...
Oh, snap.
I'm having some friends up to the house tonight. Would you come?
endure the fantasy.
He's beautiful.
Well, she's trouble, Todd. I can tell.
Oh, you don't even know.
Amazing, man. Amazing women are everywhere. Can I buy you a drink or something sometime?
I stopped dating ski instructors when I was 16.
I just got here.
She's a local. She represents the locals.
I'm just curious why she was dating at 16.
You better be willing to go all the way, baby. I like her, all right? Let that one get out, TJ. They'll take away your ski school uniform. She's different.
This is Aspen. Things are always different.
Skiing out of bounds is illegal, you know.
We just went over that. Yeah.
Like a fish.
It is not an 80s, 90s show without hot tub scenes.
Yeah. TJ, you'll fit right in, trust me.
Take a look at yourself, man. Take a look at yourself.
Oh, we have to go down and see this.
We're the best skier on the mountain.
I like the music, too.
Skiing's the easy part, Carl.
Hollywood Pictures presents
Skiing's the easy part.
Extreme.
Dream big or don't dream at all, baby.
Wow.
Yes, all
ends
the
with
yes.
fireworks.
Yes,
Aspen Extreme. Okay.
Gosh, that's
in case that slipped by your earball a few minutes ago. Aspen Extreme.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
January 17th at Broovies.
Okay, done.
Oh my gosh,
I'm putting that on my calendar.
And then Todd will be missing for a few minutes while he puts this into his calendar because
no,
he has stuff to do. Okay, so in the news, yes, a rare winter fire from a cabin burning north of Zion National Park. Cabin caught fire on January 1st, and the flames spread to very dry vegetation in the Oak Valley area, about 5 miles east of Kolob Reservoir, and it's about 60% contained as of yesterday. So, yeah, don't typically hear about wild fires in the winter. But it is down south. It's a little drier down there.
I saw a picture of a fireman. It was a great shot back east in that sub-zero. And
it is like five subs, too.
Caked in ice.
Really?
Yeah, trying to put out the fires and the equipment just freezing, while they're doing it.
Yeah, what do you do?
That's just like sub-zero situation, yeah.
Who'd have thought of that? That's weird. The Marines, the U.S. Marines. I'm all, who is this?
Use your words.
Well, I didn't know if it was the Army. The Marines, they're going to get $7 million worth of new ski equipment.
Oh, nice.
According to the Inertia, as reported by the Marine Corps Times, a publication catering to active and retired Marines, the military will spend $7 million to replace the aging ski equipment for its snow ops units, mostly stationed in Norway. I guess that's a hot spot there in Norway. According to the publication that spoke with military members with knowledge of the buy, Marines will purchase 2,648 sets of ski boots and bindings for scout snipers, reconnaissance Marines, and some infantry Marines. Well, I want to know what they're buying. Like, what gear are they going with? I don't think it says in here. It just says the Marines will begin purchasing the equipment during the second quarter of 2018. Combat NATO ski with NATO bindings. Huh. NATO ski.
How come in my head bindings. I can't picture that they're older skis or probably like...
They're
really
camouflage
old.
White. So whenever the gondola stops at Snow Basin, I have a panic attack because I freaking have anxiety and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck in this forever. But it could be worse because the Alps, there were severe winds. It almost blew this. These are like those mini gondola chair things or whatever. Look at that thing blowing completely sideways, almost upside down. And it looks like there's like skiers in it, but I can't tell. They can't confirm if there's actually people in it or if this was shut. Because it's not moving as far as like it's not going up and down the mountain. But the little thing, it's the chair thing itself is literally sideways. It's blowing completely to the side. Like, that's some wind.
That's extreme.
That's so... That's Alps extreme right now.
Alpine extreme.
an avalanche killed a snowmobiler in southern Montana. So, yes. Dangerous conditions across the West because of the crappy snow that... We got snow early and then late, and there's... The way it's set up is pretty bad. So if you can get to a no before you go, please do. And be careful out there. There was a death in Montana of a snowmobiler. Also, Polish climbers are attempting to do the first winter ascent of K2. K2, notoriously one of the most difficult mountains to climb in the world, as witnessed by the film, the stories, the books, all this kind of stuff. Doing it in winter is nuts, but the second highest mountain in the world here, according to unofficial networks, is K2, a.k.a., I have no idea how to say that, Chogory, has never been summited during the winter. And now a team of Polish climbers are attempting to be the first winter ascent of the Savage Mountain. This month, during the worst season of the year, a 13-member team of the veteran Polish climbers will tackle the mountain's unique challenges. More than 100 porters have already carried more than a ton of equipment to set up a base camp for this expedition. The team is ready to hole up at the base for 65 days.
That's no joke. That's 65 a lot of days. Equipment.
Waiting for a good weather window to make a push from the base at 5,000 meters to the summit at 8,600 meters or 28,251 feet. 28,000 feet. Like, Ogden sits at 4,500, for God's sake. Like,
I wish there was a fun fact about Polish climbers.
Oh, in fact, I have one for you.
What?
Fun fact, Polish climbers have long been regarded among the best alpinists, particularly in cold conditions.
No way.
Unbelievable. Huh. Fun fact. Yeah. If the mountain, do you know when the mountain was first summited, K2?
Nope.
1954.
Wow.
And since then...
I'll bet they carried less than a ton of gear.
Only 306 souls have stood on the summit, compared to Everest, which has seen more than 4,500 summits. With a death toll of 77. So about one person dies on the mountain for every four who summit. This is bad writing because we don't know if they're talking about Everest or if they're talking about K2.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway.
But those are some odds. So
good luck, climbers. That is some scary shiz.
Did you read, too? I think I read this week that they're no longer giving solo passes for Everest.
For Everest? Interesting.
Yeah, so that's a lot of people that have climbed that and prefer to sort of do those kind of things alone. So I don't know what that will mean, but I read that and I thought that was interesting.
For the worth watching segment, this is a short film, 13 minutes and 10 seconds long, called Ski the Wild West. In 2017, Drew Peterson set out on a road trip with the goal of skiing the highest peaks in the lower 48.
My name is Drew Peterson, and I am a skier.
States.
I was born to be a skier. Been a skier my whole life.
And just shows him skiing some mountains.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah. The America West. He's got his Toyota. I think it's a T100.
As they do.
Yeah.
I am on a trip to ski the highest peak in every state in the American West. 11 peaks in total. These mountains will range from the highest point in the contiguous U.S. to below sea level. And from some of the most popular mountains in the country to some of the most obscure and remote. It is a way to see what makes the West, my homeland, so special, so wild. Along the way, I am road tripping in my truck, embracing the open road. Each mountain, though, demands its own process. Camping at the base, route finding, and ultimately climbing to the top under my own power, all to ski an amazing run back down.
So Mount Whitney right here in this video section. So if you've thought about that, it's a fun goal, right?
Yeah.
Go do that. This film might inspire you to sort of do something similar. So one man's journey to
your home.
Yeah. The American West.
To ski the world, really.
It's called Ski the Wild West.
Skiing is the vehicle for all sorts of.
I found it on YouTube, so you can just find it on YouTube. Just Ski the Wild West. Right there. Look, there's horses, wild horses. Anyway, that is this week's worth watching.
I find that worth watching.
Do you want to buy a failed outdoor brand?
Dibs.
Dibs. Ibex is up for auction.
What?
After a tumultuous year, this is our Gear 30 segment.
Ibex has such a great name.
What does the chapter hold for? Well, they went through a failed sell earlier this year. So it's now being auctioned off. According to the Burlington Free Press, the Vermont-based company will reportedly cease operations in January or mid-February. Bids are due by Thursday, so get your buyers together.
Buy it today.
For the intellectual property, of the high-end outdoor or wool outdoor apparel company. This includes brand, trademark, domain names, customer databases, etc., etc. Boy, how much is that going to cost? What do you think?
It should be worth something. I don't know.
A couple mil? I don't know.
That's a pretty well-known brand.
Yeah.
It's got a recognition, you know? Name recognition.
Yeah, it's funny because everything has value. The email list has value. The yeah. logo has value. You know, like all these things have value. So you could buy that if you so choose. You have till Thursday. Was that today?
Today.
You got to, well, yeah. Better hurry.
Tonight. Yeah, till
tonight. that's all I had, I think. Yeah. Quote of the week. Okay. Quote of the week. I'm excited. This is a president. You can't cheat. This okay. is this is a U.S. president who said this. Can you guess which president said this?
No, Carter. Nixon.
Okay, good. No, not yet.
Washington. Lincoln.
I should probably give
Garfield.
You, I should probably give you the quote first.
Okay.
Okay. The quote is
Roosevelt.
When you have got an elephant by the hind legs and Roosevelt. He is trying to run away, it is best to let him run.
Roosevelt.
Lincoln.
Lincoln?
What an odd quote for Lincoln. When you have got an elephant by the hind legs and he is trying to run away, it is best to let him run. In other words, let it go. Life, it does what it does. Don't try and hang on to the bad, big bad elephant. Let it run. Let it go.
And if we're talking actual elephants, it's good advice as well.
Thank you to Gear 30 for powering today's 293rd episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Follow us on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter at Ogden Adventure, especially if you want to meet us down at the Aspen Extreme.
Aspen Extreme.
Brewies.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so fun.
We're also on Twitter at Banyan Podcast. You can find all of the Banyan companies, the Banyan production at thebanyancollective.com. We're going to do a new Literally podcast tomorrow, and so look for those two as well.
I'll bet you that fills up. I'll bet that movie fills up. I think there's enough ski bum sort of crowd that I'll bet that movie sells out.
So maybe, yeah, get the tickets early. All right, this week's Outdoor Jukebox is News from Nowhere from Grammy James. As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling, and we done went already. So,
so I guess we're good.
So we're good.
At his feet.